tzaddik vavim based. Michti, Zrika told of the Hotzahi. Zrika is a told of Hotzahi, even if Moshit is not a told of Hotzahi, but Zrika for sure is a told of Hotzahi. Hotzah gufa hechaksiva. So first of all, where is Hotzah written in the Torah? Right? And even though all of the Malachas Tosa says we learn from the Mishkan, so they don't have to be written in the Torah. Every Malach is not written in the Torah. But like Tosa said in the beginning of the Masechta, Hotzah is a Malacha Garua. And if it wouldn't be a Pasuk that tells me about Hotzah, you wouldn't have learned it from the Mishkan alone that it's a Malach. A lot of things they did in the Mishkan, they weren't Malachas. So Hotzah is a Malacha Garua. I think Rav Sham Shofarel Hirsch explains why is Hotzah Malacha Garua. Because you don't do anything. You're not changing anything. All the other malachas affect some kind of change. Here, you're just changing the position of the thing, the location of it. Right? But, so why is it taka malacha, he says? Because all of the other malachas, to be really productive, you need hotzah. You got to get it from the place that it's made in Rishus HaYachid and bring it out into the Rishus HaRabim and market it. The whole idea of marketing makes anything constructive worthwhile. Otherwise, you can construct things and they benefit one person. Don't benefit. They don't have a tremendous widespread benefit. So, transportation, transporting things, and marketing them is very important. Okay, so that makes it a malacha. Without it being mentioned specifically in a pasuk, you wouldn't have learned it from the Mishkan, Tosa says. So, hotzah gufa hechaksiva. Rabbi Yochanan, the Omar Krav, Aitzav Moshe, Vayaviru Kol Bamachane. Right, Moshe gave a tzivui, and they were Mavir Kol Bamachane. They let an announcement go out in the Machane. Moshe Hechan, and that they shouldn't bring any more things for the Melechus HaMishkan. Moshe Hechan Havi Yosef. Where was Moshe situated? Bamachne Leviya. Machne Leviya Rishus HaRabim Havi. Machne Leviya was Rishus HaRabim. The Ka'amr Luli Yisrael, O Safiku V'teisum Rishus HaYochid Didchu L'Rishus HaRabim. And he told them, don't bring your donations anymore from your homes into Rishus HaRabim. U'mimai D'B'Shabbos Koi, who says it was on Shabbos? So what Tosus over here brings down, that this question, the Rach, isn't Goris. Because L'maisa, the Pasuk over there, all the things they did weren't done on Shabbos. Or they weren't B'Dafka told not to do on Shabbos. The Mishkan is hukash to Shabbos. Whatever's called a malacha by the Mishkan, which they did during the week, that's what you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. They didn't do those things on Shabbos, or it wasn't a pasuk said you can't do it on Shabbos. It said don't do malacha. And it said malacha legabi the Mishkan, which they did during the week. So whatever was called malacha during the week in the Mishkan was asur on Shabbos. Right? So here it says also that they, what's it called? V'hamalacha hoysadayim. It refers to the bringing of the, what's it called, of the nedavas as malacha. And therefore, what?
Wasn't it asur to do all these malachas on Shabbos that we have the hookish by Vayakim?
Yeah. But that's not what we learned from the fact that they didn't do those things
on Shabbos. I'm not asking, I'm agreeing. I'm just saying that it's not that, that they didn't do it on, they Dafka didn't do it on Shabbos.
Yeah, I've had it. But we don't need a pasuk to tell me, don't do it because it's Shabbos. Right? We need a pasuk to tell me it's malacha. That's all. Right. And what they did during the week was called malacha. And therefore, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos, bechlal on Shabbos. There also he couldn't do it. So, but Rashi does have that girsa. For some reason, we're learning from over here, not that it was called malacha, right? That bringing the, what's it called, the hamalacha ha'isadayim, because it could be that that's not referring to the malacha of bringing the, what's it called, the things to the Mishkan. That wasn't called malacha. It means the things that you did, other malachas in, you shouldn't bring to the Mishkan. But the bringing itself wasn't necessarily called malacha. But here Moshe Rabbeinu was telling them, don't bring these things on Shabbos. Right? He told them, don't, even though there's a mitzvah to bring what's it called, nedavas for the Mishkan, now it's Shabbos, don't bring it. So Moshe said, how do you know it was Shabbos? When he told them, don't bring it anymore. Dilma b'chol koi, u'mishum d'shlima la malacha, k'desiv ha'malacha ha'isadayim. Maybe it was Bechol, and the reason he told them not to bring it wasn't because it's not you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, because you don't need any more. So he told them, don't bring any more. We don't need the extra. So Mar says, Gomer ha'avora ha'avora mi'yom ha'kippurim. We learn from the word ha'avora, vayaviru kol b'machane, just like there, what's it called? It says vayaviru, it says by Yom Kippur also, v'havarta, siv hasam, v'havarta shofar trua. Ksiv hacha vayaviru kol b'machne, uksiv hasam vavarta shofar trua, malahalam b'yom, osur afkan b'yom osur. Just like that was a day, it's osur b'malacha, Yom Kippur. So to over here, it was b'yom osur b'malacha on Shabbos. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them, it's Shabbos, don't bring your nedavas. Lechara, why didn't he tell them before this? Why dafka when hamalacha, the Torah says hamalacha is adayim, it was enough. Right, and that's why he told them, don't bring any more. And here the Gemara is seeming to say it wasn't because it was enough, it was because it was Shabbos. So why does the Torah say it was enough? So there's an interesting samsofer. The samsofer brings a medrash. What do they do with the leftover nedavas? They didn't just take it home. They had kavanah to give it to the, it was left over. So they gave it to something else. They built a base medrash with it. So the medrash says. They built a base medrash from the leftover nedavas of the Mishkan. And the Klal Yisrael had a suffix. Since Talmud Torah is greater than building the Mikdash, so maybe you weren't allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to build the Mikdash. But maybe for building this base Medrash, since it's greater than building the Mikdash, you'd be allowed to do it. So the Moshe Rabbeinu had to tell them, even though Hamalacha is Adayim, and what's going now is to build the base Medrash, still you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to build the base Medrash either. But it was on Shabbos, he told them, don't bring the extra things. But that's the connection, why Dafka the extra things, there was a Shiloh. So that is Hotzah. Ashkechan Hotzah. Let's see Rashi till here. Nichti Zrika Tolda Dotzah. Al Karcha Toldahi. Delo Nimnesh Bavas Melachas. It has to be a Tolda because it's not one of the others. The Tolda the Hotzah. He must be a Tolda of Hotzah. Shein Lecha Lesita Toldas Avacher. There's no. The Me'ein Hotzah. He. Ko Amura Bavas Melachas. Right? The Gemara surmised it's a Tolda because it's not mentioned in the list of others. And it's a told of Hotzah, it's not similar to any other malach, it's most similar to Hotzah. Machne Leviya, Rishus HaRavim hi, Shohoyu HaKol Mitzuyin Etzel Moshe Rabbeinu, because everybody, right, came to Moshe Rabbeinu to learn Torah. So the Marsham is Medayik from here, the Shita that some Rishonim have, Rashi amongst them, that in order to be a Rishus HaRavim, there actually have to have 600,000 people. And the Rishonim say there's no remez of that anywhere in Shas. That a Rishus HaRavim is anything more than Tez Zayin Amma, that's Shchiche Boravim. Where do you see in this Nidus Tanai? That's Mashma over here, that's how Rashi learned what the Gemara says over here. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu, where was he in Machne Leviya? And that was Rishus HaRavim. There was a lot of Rishus HaRavims in the, well, not only Machne Leviya, but each one didn't have 600,000. Because each one was for his only show and don't shave it. The only place that all Klal Yisrael passed through those Rishus HaRabims was Machne Leviya, because they came to Moshe Rabbeinu. So here he says it's the hint to this idea that in order to have a Rishus HaRabim there, I see you need 600,000 people. Rishus HaYochid Ditchu Me'aleichem, don't go out of your tents and bring your Nedavas and bring it to my Rishus HaRabim. Deshlim Alei Avidite, Shoya Nedava Kedei LaHashlim. There was enough already in that which they donated to finish the Mikdash, the Mishkan. On. So that's where we know what's it called Hotzah from. Okay? Okay. Now, Ashkechan Hotzah. So that's the Hotzah. Hachnosa Minolan. How do you know Hachnosa? That's bringing from Rishus HaYachid into Rishus HaRabim. Don't bring your Nedavas from your tents into my Rishus HaRabim. How do you know bringing from Rishus HaRabim back into Rishus HaYachid is also Malacha? Svarahi. Michti, Mirshus Lishusu, Mali Afuki, Mali Ayulik. There's no svara to be mechalik between Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim or Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. Right, same thing. Mer says, Mihu, however, Hotzah Av, Hachnasa told. But Hotzah is the Av since that is mentioned in the Torah, and Hachnasa is only a told. So Mer says, Umichti. Aho Mechayiv, Aho Mechayiv. Ame Korile, Hai Av, Ame Korile Har told. What's an Afkamina? The Bachayv on both of them. What's the difference if it's an Av or a Tolda? So Mara says, Nafkamina di Ovid shtei Ovos Bahadi Adodi, I Nel mi shtei Toldos Bahadodi, Mechayiv. Mechayiv Tarte. The Nafkamina between an Av and a Tolda is the following. If you do two different Ovos, you chayiv two Chatos, the Helamechot. If you do two different Toldos of different Ovos, a Tolda of Hotzah and a Tolda of Mavir, so you chayiv two Chatos. The E of it, Av, the Tolda Didei, but if you do an Av and one of its Toldas, then Lo Mechayiv Elechad, you only have one Chattas, because it's all considered one big Malacha, even though this is an Av and this is a Tolda. So you have to know, but if it would be two different Avos, you'd be chayiv two chatols. So you have to know what's an av and what's a tolda to know that if you do an av and it's tolda, you're only chayiv one chatos. The Gemara says, "Ulor Rabbi Lozer, the mechayiv a tolda makom av, amay korla av, amay korla tolda." According to Rabbi Lozer, that you're mechayiv on a tolda b'makom av. If you do an av and it's tolda, you're also chayiv two chatols, just as if you were two separate avos or two toldos or two different malachos. So then, what's an nafkamina anymore? There's no nafkamina between an av and a tolda. Where it says, "Hach dehavi b'mishkan chashiva kori le'av." That which was in the mishkan and was chashiv is called an av. "Hach delohavi b'mishkan chashiva." That which was not chashiv in the mishkan, lo kori le'av. Tosa says, according to this gear, so you needed two conditions to be considered an av. It had to be in the mishkan and had to be chashiv. But it was possible to have things in the mishkan that weren't chashiv that were not considered avos. There's another gear, Satosa says, "Hach dehavi b'mishkan chashiva." That which was on the mishkan was chashiv, and no matter what, it was an av. The hach delohavi b'mishkan lo chashiva, and that which wasn't in the mishkan wasn't chashiv. So you only need one condition: had to be in the mishkan. Didn't have to have the extra thing of being chashiv in the mishkan. There were no malachas in the mishkan that weren't avos. What's it called? Because whatever was in the mishkan was chashiv to be called an av. There were things in the mishkan that weren't malachas. But there weren't things in the Mishkan that were not avos malacha, if they were malachas.
There were no toldos in the Mishkan. Everything in the Mishkan was an av.
Right. The things that are mentioned in the Mishkan are an av.
There's no
nafkamina din, the Maisa. Right. There's no nafkamina din. It's only not according to Rabbi Lozer. Gemara is going according to Rabbi Lozer. According to us, there is a nafkamina. There's also a nafkamina gabe hasra. Right. There's a machlokus where you have to be masra the tolda b'shem ha'av or b'shmo. If you have to be masra the tolda b'shem ha'av, you have to know what the av is so you can give the proper hasra. Right. Tosa says the Gemara could have said that, but I wanted to say other answers. Inami hach dechsiva koriyav. The one that's written, which is hotzah, there's a pasuk that says hotzah, that's called an av. V'hai delok siva kori tolda. The one that's not in the pasuk is called a tolda. Okay, Rashi. Svarahi lihios hachnasa tolda hotzah. It's a svara that hachnasa should be tolda hotzah. Shehi me'ein lo, kishar toldo, shehi me'ein malachos. And again, we need that extra svara because hotzah is a malacha garua. And by hotzah, I might think you don't make toldos. Well, no, it's a svara. It should be at least a toldo. Nichte ahai mechayvai mechayv islan, poshad oni yad lefnin. You're chayv on both of them, like we learned in the first Mishnah in the Masechta, that you're chayv on hachnosa just as much as on hotzah. Nafkamina, the chol avos malachas, and nafkamina, not only over here, but all avos malachas, and nafkamina between an av and a tolda, is if you're chayiv two chatos or one chatos, if you do two avos or two separate toldos, you're chayiv two. If you do an av and it's tolda, you're chayiv only one. Shtei avos, the lo damyan, v'shtei toldos, the shtei avos. Two different avos, or two toldos of two different avos. Lura belazer, meseches krisus, perik omrulo. Okay, let's go on. The Hodisnan Hazorik Dalad Amis Bikosa Lamalo Miasora Tvachim Kazorik Bavir Lamato Miasora Tvachim Kazorik Baoritz Bazorik Baoritz Dalad Amis Chayef. Okay, now where do we know this malacha from? The Zrika, right? It says that what's it called? That if you throw something in the air for Amis and it sticks onto a kosel, a piece of chewing gum. And it, what's it called? It sticks onto the face of a wall, not on top of the wall. So if it's on the face of the wall higher than 10 tefachim, the Rosh Hasharabim only extends up to 10 tefachim, it's higher than 10 tefachim, and it's not on a dover mesuyam, it's not on anything that's flat that you could put it on, so it's not on Rosh Hasharabim, even though the wall itself is maybe a Rosh Hasharabim, it's on the face of the wall. And therefore, what's it called? It's considered like it's in suspended in midair. So it's out of the Rishus Harabim. So it's not considered Zrika Rishus Harabim. So you're Potter. Lamata Miasara Tvachim. But if you threw it under 10 Tvachim, so it's totally in the Rishus Harabim, and it's Noch on the wall, right, within 10 Tvachim of the ground, it's considered like it's on the ground. Kizorik Baritz. Vahazorik Baritz. Dalad Amas Chayiv. And if you throw something across the Rishus Harabim for Amas, right, you're Chayiv. So, Zorik, Dalad Amos, Rav Min Olin, where do I know that from? Where do I know that Zrika, Dalad Amos, and Rosh Hasharabim is Chayiv? Samara says, Dimechayiv, Amos Yoshia, Shekain, Orge, Yerios, Zorki, Machtei, and Zelazeh. The people who used to weave the curtains for the Mishkan, the coverings for the Mishkan, used to throw their needles one to the other. So Mars says, Oregon, Machtin, Lamalahu. You don't weave with needles, right? You crochet maybe or whatever, but weaving they did on a loom. So why were they throwing needles around if they were weaving? Ella, no, that's not what he meant. Ella, she came tofre yirios, zorki machtein. In addition of weaving them, they had to sew them together. So the ones who sewed the yirios, or they had to make designs in them with the sewing. So they sewed the designs on. So they needed needles. They were making the Mishkan around the Mishkan, in that area. Right? She came tofre yirios, zorkin machtein zelazeh. Samara says, "V'dilma gabe hadon, they have a yasvi." Who said that they had to throw them one to the other? Maybe they sat next to each other, and they handed it to them. How do you know they threw it? Samara says, "Dil yasvi matu hadon machtim." Maybe they handed the needles one to the other. Samara says, "Dil what's it called? No, dilma hadon, they have a yasvi matu hadon machtim." No, it'll happen. They'll just stick each other with their needles if they sat too close to each other. Right? So they had to be separated. Samara says, no, Dilma Besochar Arba Havayasve. Okay, maybe they were separated a little bit, but not Arba Amos. How do you know they threw them Arba Amos? Elomer of Chizda, Shekin Orge Yerio Zorkin Buchi Arbi Yeria. When they wove the coverings, so they threw the Buchiar, looks like a little boat. It's a weight that you throw through the loom in order that the Shesi, the diagonal thread should be able to go underneath the vertical threads. So they had a weight that they threw into the loom. That's called a buchiyar.
Horizontal thread.
The horizontal threads. Samara says, "Vahalo ogdo biyado." The buchiyar was the what's it called? The thread was wrapped around this buchiyar. You threw it through, right, and unwind it, and it went through one thing, and then it came through again backwards, and you keep doing it with this weight, with this little boat. So the Gemara says, "V'lamaisa," when you threw that, it was still tied, it was connected, but a string. So it never left your hand, really. It was connected. So that's not, you're not chayvan zrika like that, if it's ogdo biyado, if it's still connected to you. So Gemara says, "B'nischa basra," the last thing, after it unwound and you used all the thread, the last one separated and the buchiyar went its own way. So it went into the loom. And you weren't connected to it anymore. You were connected to it till the last thread, when the last piece of thread unwound from the buchiyar, so the buchiyar was thrown arba amos. So Mara says, Vahabamakum Turkazla, the mice of the buchiyar goes into the loom, which is not a Rishus Arabi, because people don't walk on the loom. So that's not a place, that's a shchichei borabim, therefore you threw it not into Rishus Arabim, you threw it into the loom. Samara says, Ella, okay, so that's not the place we know Zrika from. Ella shekein orge yirio zorkin buchiyar l'sho aleihem. They threw buchiyars one to the other, right? The guy said, hey, loan me your buchiyar, so they threw it over. Samara says, v'dil magabi hadod, they have a yasvi. Right? Maybe they sat next to each other and they handed it. Then who said they threw it one to the other? Mara says, "Motu hadadi b'chafos." Right? If they did, that they would, what's it called? They would knock into each other in the looms. The looms would knock into each other. The ends of the loom. Mara says, "V'dilma shalchufei havi mishalchi." Right? No. Maybe they weren't 4 amas away from each other, but they were situated, staggered. Right? They were close, but they were staggered, so they wouldn't come in contact with another, right? But the other guy was less than 4 amas away. But he wasn't directly on the side. He was off on an angle. So Mara says, "V'su mishe'ili mehadodi." Besides that, who do they have to bother? They had plenty of buchiyars. They don't have to bother somebody else's, borrow somebody else's buchiyar. For Tanya Luda said, ish mimalachto. Everybody did his malacha. Asher Hema Osim, Mimalachto Oso, they know also Malachas Chavera. Everybody had their own tools and their own, they were self-sufficient to do what they had to do. They didn't have to borrow from anybody else. Vesu, Maver Dalad Amos Rishus HaRabim Menolin. That's, or Izrika, where do you know Maver? That you're carrying Rishus HaRabim Bechlau Dalad Amos at Yechayim. Menolin de Mechayim. Elakol dalad amas rishus harabim gemara gemiralei. Right, the whole halacha of dalad amas, rika, havara, dalad amas. That's a halacha of Moshe Mitzrayim. That's like a, not necessarily a tolda of that we learn from the Mishkan of Hotzah, right? Lamaisa, it's a tolda. But it's not, we don't learn it from the Mishkan, we learn it from what's it called, we learn it from Halacha L'Moshe Mitzrayim. Rashi. V'hadisnan b'pirkin b'koso, k'dmoki lo b'dvei l'shmeina v'nidbeka, something sticky that can you can throw onto the facade of a wall and it'll stick there. K'zorik ba'avir u'pater. If you throw it onto a wall above Asara Amos and Rishus Harabim, your potter, Delo Nach Rishus Harabim, never came to rest in Rishus Harabim. Dein Rishus Harabim Lamalami Asara. The Rishus Harabim ends at 10 Tvachim. Rishus Hayachid Nomi Lanach. It's not in Rishus Hayachid either. Sheino Mako Mesuyam, She Rechavo Dalit, Shari Lanach, Baroch Shakol Selabafonim. Since on the facade of the wall, that's not Rishus Hayachid. The Rishus Hayachid is the top of the wall. Kazorek Baritz, the Av Rishus Harabim, who? But if you threw it less than 10 Tvachim high, then and it sticks onto the wall, then you're chayiv. The chayiv, even the aver rishus harabim, since it's in the aver rishus harabim, the noch becholdu, when it did take, it rests on something on the facade of the wall. It's not moving anymore. The chayiv, rishus alenaf shelohavi. It's not a different rishus, but it, where it came to rest is in the aver rishus harabim. That's considered it came to rest in rishus harabim, because the facade of the wall isn't a different rishus, and it's not a rishus hayochid. Lo karmelus lo makom tur. So no matter what the wall is itself, or a shusayachid, a makam tur, or a karmelis, that's only if on top of the wall, but not on the face of the wall. Tofra yirius maisa roke. They made different designs, so they had to sew them on, or sew them in. Gabi hadodi, besoch ama achas. They ain't shrichem lizrok el alahoshi. Who said that they threw them? Maybe they were sitting next to each other. Motu adadi b'machtin kishemoskin asachut makin zedzavach. No, then they would stick each other with their needles. Buchiar kli shekana shel orev nosen bo. You wrap the woof around the what's it called the buchiar and the zorkin be shnei dofni ari, and you throw it through the warp. V'halo ogdo biyado chut shel orev hu oches v'hakana nichrak b'chut eino nishmimenu. You're holding the chut in your hand. You're throwing the buchiar, so it's connected to a string. That's not zorik. The nischa basra, the chut ha'achron shulkana, the last piece of material, last thread that's around the buchiar. When you finish that, the buchiar goes flies free. Shakana nishmat mi'achut va'buchiar nofil. Then it falls, and you're not connected to it anymore. That's when you're chayvan zorik. Nischa zrika achrona shulchut loshen ha'nesa. Right, nischa means the last thread in the loom. The huba makom tor asli ben dofnei eri elamaisa. That's not going rishus harabim. That's going between the loom. The ains are rishus harabim elamakom tor dein rochav dalit. That's not a place that's anything but a makom tor. So how do you learn zrika rishus harabim from throwing the buchyor into the loom? L'sho alehem says no. They used to throw it to the person who needed buchyor or geyuria acheris. Somebody was working on a different loom. The Yeshla Lezeshnayim. This guy had two buchiyars, and the other guy didn't have one. He said, "Throw me your buchiyar." Bachi Garcina v'Dilma Shualim Gabeim Haviyasin. First of all, maybe they sat next to each other, so he could pass it to him. Matu Adari Bechafas Igabayu Haviyasin Magi and Yado Shel Zeb Shel Zeb Svas Hayaria Kishemoskin Chutari. No, then the looms would the work on the loom would be impossible to do because they would. Hit each other. The chafas, kamo chafas chaluko, the end of the loom, it's the bottom of a beged. It's called what? The hem of the loom. They would come into contact one with the other. Shalchufi have mishavli. Where says no? Maybe they were not 4 amos apart, but they were staggered. Laolam gabi hadod the aviyasi. They were close to each other. L'shein mechavne alazen nimshach lifnim l'zel achar. They staggered. Everybody was supplied with what they needed. They didn't have to borrow from anybody else. Okay, let's go on. Since we're speaking about Mavir, so now the Gemara is going to go off on a Agada tangent for a while. And we speak about the Mekoshesh. The Mekoshesh Eitzin, the Gemara says, the Torah says, Vayu Yisrael Bamidbar, Vayimtsu Ish Mekoshesh Eitzin B'Shabbos. They found this guy being Mechal Shabbos. And what's it called? What was he doing? He was Mechal Shabbos. What was he doing? So Mekoshish Eitzim. What was the Mekoshish Eitzim? So one says Maver Abraham Shuram. The Mekoshish Eitzim, he found cut wood in the Midbar, and he transported it for Amos in Rishus HaRavim. So he was Mechal Shabbos by Maver Dalar Amos Rishus HaRavim. The Masnisa Tana, the Brisa says, Tole Shavi. He didn't find cut wood. He cut wood in the Midbar. Okay? And that was his Malacha. His Malacha was Tolesh. He harvested wood. It could be for the, what's it called? Yeah, not for the Mishkan, because the Mishkan was finished already. Rav Acha b'Rav Yaakov Amar Ma'amer Havi. He found cut wood. He didn't transport it for Amos and Rishus HaRavim, but he put them together. Put a few into a pile. And he made a pile of wood. That's in the place where it grew. That was the Malacha. Mer says, L'may nafkamina. What's a nafkamina? What he did? L'may says, Machal Shabbos. Who cares what the Kosher did? L'chidarav. D'omarav, Motzosim, Megillah, Storim, Bei Reb Chiya. The nafkamina is, from this Agada, is something that, to define something that Rav said. Rav said, I found a Megillah Storim in the house of Reb Chiya. Megillah Storim was that before Torah Shebaal Peh was allowed to be written down, so they were allowed to write notes for their own use. They couldn't write it down for public use, but they could write their own notes. They had notebooks, but they only had for their own personal use. So Rav said, I found one of Reb Chiya's notebooks, a Megillah Storim, and in there it said, V'kosu bei Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Avos Malachos Arboim Chosar Achas. And it seems that that the Torah Shebaal Peh wasn't written down yet. Right? And the Chorah was written down in time of Rebbe already. But if once they were matur to write it, L'chora, then they were allowed to write Torah Shebaal Peh. So they, what's it called? They say that the Rashi seems to say that Rebbe did not write the Mishnayos down. He just was Masadr them. He edited them. Right? He prepared them by Baal Peh. Later generations wrote them down. Not in the time of Rebbe. The Rambam holds that Rebbe actually wrote down Mishnayos, and then you have to say what Eliyahu said, that what's it called, that even though they were allowed to write down the Mishnayos, they weren't allowed to write anything that they weren't forgetting. The discussions of the Gemara, they weren't allowed to write. Once you were allowed to write Torah Shabbat, you could write anything. You could only write the Mishnayos, nothing more than that. And everything else was Baal Peh. These things were not written down. The extra things that weren't Mishnayos. They were matter only writing down Mishnayos, nothing more. V'kosu bei Isi ben Yehuda Omer, Avos Malachas Arboim Chosarachas. Isi ben Yehuda said that the Malachas are 40 minus 1. The Eino Chayev Ela Achas. And you're only Chayev for one. Samara says, Achas V'sulo, you're Chayev for all of them. Vosnan, Avos Malachas Arboim Chosarachas, V'hadinen Bo Minyon Alomali, V'om Rabbi Yochanan, Shemosom Kulam Behelem Echot, Chayev Kol Achas V'achas. We already know that the reason it's set a number is to tell me that if you do all the malachos, behelam echad, you're chayiv of 39 chatos. So you have to know the number of chatos. So it's not, you're only chayiv for one, you're chayiv all of them. So eima eino chayiv ela achas mehem. What it really meant is you're not chayiv for one of them. One of them, there's no chiyuv misa. There's only a chiyuv misa on what's it called, on 38, not on all 39. There's a chiyuv chatos on all 39. But a chiyuv nisa on one of them you don't get. So Rav Yehuda pshita le de maver chayiv. So Rav Yehuda said, we learn from the Mekoshe, since he was maver, that he was chayiv nisa. So that's not one of the ones that's a suffix. We don't know, out of all the 39, right, some of them you're not, one of them you're not chayiv nisa on. This one we know for sure. Could be according to this, if there's a real suffix, then you could never be machayiv a person nisa, because there's always a suffix whether he's chayiv nisa or not. Right, it's also Hasra's suffix, whether what if you get Misa or not. So therefore, you can never give anybody Misa except for these one of these three. And here's also a Machlokas. Masnis and Pshitalei the Tolish Chayiv. And the Brisa held that Tolish is not one of the ones that is a suffix. Tolish for sure you Chayiv Misa. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Pshitalei the Ma'amer Chayiv. Mar Sover Ha Mias Lo Mesapke. Mar Sover Ha Mias Lo Mesapke. Everybody holds it. This one, Lamisa Brisa, is not a suffix. Now we still have a suffix even on these three. Okay. Rashi. Maver Dalar Amasave, Lo Tolshon. He didn't cut them off the ground. Velo Imron. He didn't make a pile out of them. Elehaviron Dalar Amas, Lekach Nerag. He was Maver Dalar Amas, Rishus HaRabim. Ma'amir, tlushin, umefuzarim, are you? They were uncut, and they were scattered. The imran, he made them into a pile. Kida amor and hayman, the konik milcha chay mishu ma'amir. Megillah starim, shiz tiru alafish ein kosvin halachos. Not allowed to write down halachos, right? And it's oh, this mashma also, that idea that you weren't allowed to write Torah Shebal Peh, right? Ve'eno chay v'la'achas, al korchach li'in shoge ka'omar, right? The only chai of one is talking about a chatas. The bemezid treik toli lo miktali. Can't be chai of two mises for anything. They can't kill a guy twice. Ulahachi parif anantan. So it must be that you can't be talking about a chatas. That you're only chai of achas. Eino chai vala achas mehen. Misa yesh bohen achas she'eino neharagaleo. One of the 39 you're not chai of misa for. Velo pirish ezehi. We don't know which one. The Hashler of Yehuda ain zuhavara, shari nerig mekoshale, umasnisa ain tolish, both a suffix, and according to Rav Acha, it's not, what's it called, ma'amir. Who says it? I think maybe the Chassam Sofer? No. Somebody says, ma'amir, right? He says, what's it called? It says that the Mekoshesh was Mechavan L'Shem Shamayim. The Klal Yisrael was after the Chet HaMeraglim. They were destined to be in the Midbar for 40 years. They lost their Olam Haba, according to one opinion. And they figured it's a free-for-all. What can we lose by doing anything wrong? Right? Like, it's Hutra. Right? We're going to be in the Midbar for 40. We're going to die here. We're not getting a Chelik at Olam Haba, so we might as well do whatever we want. So he was Mechal Shabbos B'Kavana to show them that you'll get a Chiyub Misa if you're Michal Shabbos. So if you want to live out your time in the Midbar at least, and you don't want to be killed by Beis Din, you won't be Michal Shabbos. That was his L'Shem Shamayim. The Pnei Yeshua says, because he was Mechavan L'Shem Shamayim, he really wasn't Michal Shabbos, because of Malach HaShem Tzirich L'Gufa. He didn't do it because he needed the Ma'amir or whatever. He did it in order to teach Klal Yisrael a lesson. Therefore, he didn't do it for the reason they did in the Mishkan. He really is part of it. But the Beis Din didn't know that. Beis Din had to kill him because that's Dvarim Shebaleiv. That's between him and the Rabbanu Shalom. But Chiyum Misa, those Edim, they warned him. He was Mekabel the Hasra. Tough luck, you get a Misa's Beis Din. But he really wasn't Mechal Shabbos. Beis Din had to kill him, but he himself knew that between him and the Rabbanu Shalom, he was fine. He wasn't Mechal Shabbos with an Issa Doraisa. So he says, that's why the one who says Ma'amir, because it says he's Mekoshish Eitzim, more than one. If it would have been Mavir, why do you have to carry more than one? Carry one. If it was Tolesh, one would have been enough. It was L'Shem Shamayim, why did he do extra? One was enough. If he was Mechal Shabbos, he wanted to do as many as he needed. So therefore, Ma'amir is only Shayach by two. You can't do Ma'amir with one thing. You can only make a pile with two or more. So then, that's why he's Mekoshe Sheitzin. The other two may hold that the Mekoshe was not L'Shem Shamayim. And therefore, he did whatever he had to do. The one who says Ma'vir, L'Chora says that maybe you need Shishim Ribui. Or you don't need Shishim Ribui. And therefore, what's it called? He was Maver. Obviously, he wasn't Maver in Machne Leviyah, right in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, right? That much of a chutzpah he didn't have. Mustama did it somewhere off on the side if it wasn't L'Shem Shamayim. If it was L'Shem Shamayim, then maybe, what's it called, he did it in by Machne Leviyah. But what's it called? But if it wasn't L'Shem Shamayim, obviously he was trying to hide it. He wouldn't go in front of Moshe Rabbeinu and be, what's it called, be Maver. So this Mandi Omer holds you don't need Shishim Ribui. That's why he says Maver. The one who says Tolesh holds you do Shishim Ribui. Right, and he wasn't L'Shem Shamayim. Memela, what's it called? He holds Tolesh and not the other ones. And it's not, the Weber says this doesn't say the last part, only the first part. But based on that, you could say explain the other part. Okay.
What's it worth, Mekoshesh?
What?
The word Mekoshesh, what's it worth?
Means, and that's right, Mekoshesh means L'chor gathering wood. Right? Mekoshesh kash l'tev, to gather. So the Shaila is what the gathering was. Picking it up off the ground, putting it together, or carrying it.